LITACO Radio está en el aire.
We're back. Yes, loved ones. LA Taco Radio, thank you so much, loved ones, for coming past once again. And we come together to celebrate and rejoice in music, art, culture, food, fashion, Los Angeles. Thank you again. I'm sitting here with Desilu Munoz. What's going on?
Hello.
Desilu is a LA-based photographer, kind of a mixture between art and just party scene and a part of Los Angeles. And thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
We're going to talk a little bit about what you do and talk a little bit about, you know, stuff that goes on around you. And we're going to listen to some music with you, loved ones. I'm going to start you off with, let's see, Ron Cat. Ron Cat from the Bay Area. Ron Cat Spearman's Catadelic. Stop Insulting My Intelligence is the name of the tune. I'm going to follow that up with brand new stuff from RJD2. A couple other things after that. Thank you again, loved ones. Enjoy.
What is love? Activate
New music from RJD2. That tune was called The Sheboygan Left from his Dame Fortune LP. Brand new stuff. Next up, California Honey Drops. This tune, This Time is the name of this tune. Enjoy. Start off the set with Ron Cat Spearman's Catadelic out of the Bay Area, San Francisco. Two bass players in that band. You can find out more about, Ron Cat specifically and his different musical projects by checking out www.roncat. Cat spelled with a K, by the way, roncat.com. Great talent, great, interesting dude. Stop Insulting My Intelligence was the name of that tune from his Dance on the Mothership LP. After that, we heard new music from RJD2. He'll be up. He'll be playing Friday, April 8th at the Telegram Ballroom. The Sheboygan Left was the name of that tune from the Dame Fortune LP, out on his own label, RJ Electronic Connections. We followed that up. The last tune you heard was from the California Honey Drops. This time is the name of that tune. This time, from the River Invitation LP. That was out last year. California Honey Drops out of Oakland. Great band. Great LP. That brings us right up to present time. I'm sitting here with Desi Lou Munoz.
Hello. Hi. Again.
Hi. You can find her work. We're going to get into it, man, but you can find her work at most of the stuff I've seen is on your Instagram page. Hey Desi Lou.
Yes.
Right. And H-E-Y, spelled like it sounds. Hey Desi Lou. And we'll be dropping that in a minute. And she's got an upcoming art event on Saturday the 9th. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. First of all, thank you so much for coming past.
Yes.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley, mainly around the La Puente, West Covina area.
Huh.
Yeah, so I grew up around there. So.
Okay. And did you grow up in sort of like a creative home?
You know, I didn't realize it at the time, but I totally did now that I look back at it. My dad's into restoring like old cars and mm-hmm. stuff like that, so he's pretty creative. And anytime I have a show coming up, I'm like, hey, I have this to do, like, let's work on, you know, this type of framing or mm-hmm. whatever. And he's always up for it, and so my parents are really like supportive, and so they're interested in it.
Yeah. And do you remember, if you think back, was it just pretty much always like that, like any little project that you had?
Totally. Yeah. Wait till the last minute and be like, hey, I gotta do this. It's due tomorrow.
Yeah. Most artists work better under a deadline.
Definitely.
Know? Yeah. And that's cool. And when did you, I know you shoot a lot of film as well as digital.
Yes. You know? Yes.
So when did you, you strike me as a younger person. So film, was that something you started with when that's all there was, or?
Yeah, it was nothing I took serious before. I mean, I had disposable film cameras when I was in middle school. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I'd always try to get my hands on a couple here and there. And I would just, you know, use those. And it wasn't anything to me at the time. And in high school, I started using digital. And I would borrow cameras from random people. And I was like, hey, I kind of like this. And mm-hmm. so that's when I started picking up, you know, random cameras. I got like a film camera and then different digitals. And mm-hmm. and it all just took off from there. Like, I appreciate all forms of photography. It doesn't matter what you use, but film is amazing, of course.
Yeah. So we're talking about, you shoot a lot of black and white.
Yes. Right?
And you also, let me drop this real fast. You're playing, you have some work up on April 9th, pretty much in about a week, a little bit more than a week, at down in Long Beach at the From the Moon Shop. And that is at 2749 East Anaheim Street. And you can find it, I think they have a Facebook page, From the Moon Shop. And you can also find the flyer at Desi Lou's Instagram page at Hey Desi Lou. So when you display work, how is it shown?
One thing that I always take a lot of time with and pride with is to not do normal framing. I always feel like that kind of, you know, it's like the accent to your photo, and you want your photo to have strong framing, and it doesn't always have to just be.
Some artists believe that they don't like a frame, or that it should be neutral, and other artists believe that it is part of the work. So
So I totally, you know, I'll use like old frames. I've used windows before, mm-hmm. Just stuff I buy at yard sales. I've used a car window, actually, like an old car window from like the 30s. And most recently, I did something with a chipboard, and it's a special process where I'm using a resin, and there's actually not a piece of glass or frame on it. It's kind of all just one giant piece. So,
yeah, you just route out the center panel or something.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you various sizes, or do you like large works? Or?
I do. I try to keep in mind how much space I'm taking up, so I'll try to use big.
Yeah. So you must print on like get the really good paper and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. Whatever I could afford at the time. But I've been fortunate enough to have help from different friends that work in like printing businesses. One of my friends, Andrew, just hooked me up with prints, and that was super helpful. Mm-hmm. And it's on really nice stock paper, so that's also exciting for this show.
That's great. And that's excellent. So we'll be able to see some of this work at the From the Moon Shop, Saturday, April 9th. From the Moon Shop, again, their address is 2749 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach, California. And you'll be showing, I think there's some other artists right there. Can you, what's a couple of the artists we'll be seeing there?
Two of the artists that I'm really excited about are Yvette Espiro. She shoots a lot of like darker type of imagery. She's really imaginative and she uses a lot of cool costumes and backgrounds. And she actually shoots digital. Most of the artists in the show are all shooting film. But what's unique about her is she uses digital and she just utilizes it with like strong colors and high contrast and stuff. Her work is very striking. And
what was he?
Yvette Espiro.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's the one that's actually curating the show.
So okay. It's good.
Pretty neat. And the other artist that I'm really excited to be in the show with is Chris Kirk. Mm-hmm. He's a film photographer based out of, I believe, Huntington Beach, but he does a lot of like documentary type work where he'll like spend time like following a story for like, you know, a couple weeks or months at a time, and then he'll release books with them with all the photos and their different zines, and his stuff's just really real. It's not like photo shoot type of stuff. It's just
What's his name again?
Chris Kirk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back and talk to you a little bit about that in a couple more minutes. Next up, we're going to hear a couple more tunes by request, Tribe Called Quest. I'm going to start you off with the Vibes and Stuff.
On the deals, Nick. Now I'm not fucking rock. I know the territory. Go ahead and try. That's a different story. Similar to Grim. I could tell a better one. All about a kid who couldn't rap and didn't run. Stands on the side. Where the mic is getting them. Resorts to begging Billy. Asking could he have some. No, never ever. Go back and try again, man. If you come back. I'll be the first to shake your hand. Competition's good. It brings out the vital parts. The abstract poetic. Majors in recital arts. Do it for the kids. The elders and the rap peers. We know the job is done. When we hear a lot of cheers, gotta feel the vibe. Word for my creation, with the hands clap. I'm filled with elation. Here I am, ghetto, full with a lot of steam. I think I gotta scream. Cause that's how good it feels, child. Let your head down. So we could get buck wild, do your ill dance. Go think about the next man. We must have unity. And think of the bigger plan. The vision we will fall. We must stick together. See, I like to take this time to say what's up to Cool G. The name is Q-Tip. The Midnight Marauder. Give enough respects to Africa Bambaataa. As a man in the world, I must do my job. Take care of mama do. I won't resort to rob. Bob, you get your dough. Mace is my witness. Obsessed with the rap. But it's the mental fitness. Like shooting CeeLo and always hitting head cracks. The industry is luck. Winning with the fake raps. Peace to the crews. Pump the real hip hop. Not selling out. From hard rock to disc jock.
I don't know what to say, but here I go freaking. If the papes come, then you know I'll seek it. I'm just a short brother. Dark skin face. Weigh a buck 50. 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly. Flip like Mr. Furley. To this day, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Others try to front, but everybody know. I get more props than the Arsenio Hall. So party animal I was, but now I chill at home. All I do is write rhymes, eat, drink, shit, and bone. Find my thrill in Amityville. I'm always in the island, fudging lucky, know the time. They know who keeps me smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Buster Douglas. I say peace to MC Trouble. Rest in peace.
Word up. Rest in peace. And you know what else? We got the vibe. All the people in Long Island, we got the vibe. Brooklyn and Queens, we got the vibe. Uptown and Nauru, we got the vibe. The upstate, we got the vibe. If you're in D.C., you got the vibe. Maryland, Virginia, Carolina, vibe. Out west, we got the vibe. In the Bahamas, we got the vibe. Over in Europe, you know what? We got the vibe. We got a lot of girls up. Rap, I'm a fan. I've seen a whole lot of slumps. Good with the girls. I get a whole lot of bottom. Fat to skinny. Frida to Winnie. Emma to Cindy. Constance to Wendy. Cause I be real friendly. Never on the snotty side. I don't brag to brothers about the little tapes I got. My couple styles can vary. The sight is never scary. It's only legendary. My father well prepared me. My job ain't temporary. I'm here for the long shot. Better yet, the long term. I don't have a perm. In a way, I do. Call them the permanaps. I'm crazy, slap happy, and I'm scrappy, and I'm happy. When I get the mic in my hand with the crowd in the stand, It's as good as grand like that. So I want to say peace and dedicate this joint to MC Trouble and to Trouble T Roy and to Scott LaRock and to Cowboy. You know what I'm saying? This is for the slain rappers and the fallen rappers. You know what I'm saying? This is a special dedication. And also to my pops and also to Vinny's moms. You know what I'm saying? We just got to keep it happy and keep the vibe going. Because this is vibes and stuff. And we out.
attempt to possess them. The essence of natural farming will be realized. The ultimate goal of farming is not the growing of crops, but the cultivation and the perfection of human beings. Checking each other out, hey. Nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave, cause your heart is there. But you can't stay, cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry, cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family.
Start off the set, Tribe Called Quest, Vibes and Stuff from 1991, RIP Fife. And Fife, thank you so much for not just for your music, but for influencing like a couple generations of musicians yourself. And that's all I'll say about that. And followed that up by LA's own The Internet with a special affair, Ego Death. They got I think they just put a video out for this about a month ago. It's pretty cool. From their latest LP, Ego Death. I think they have something coming out later on this year. I'm curious about The Internet that is out on the Odd Future label. And after that, we heard new-ish music from United Vibrations. They're out on the Ubiquity Records label, Far, Far Away. This is my favorite record, I think, of this year so far. United Vibrations, the record's called The Myth of the Golden Ratio. And Far, Far Away is the name of the tune. Then we wrapped up the set, Sly and the Family Stone with Studio Rio. Kind of a, sort of a bossa vibe version of Family Affair. That's from the Studio Rio Presents the Brazil Connection. And basically Studio Rio just redoing a bunch of, they did like a Sarah Vaughan tune and a Bill Withers tune and gave it either like a samba or a bossa nova kind of feel. And that brings us right up to present time. What's up, Desi Lou?
What's up?
So you're still in the San Gabriel Valley?
Yes.
Okay. Before I forget, I need to ask you a very important question. And yes, this is important. What is your favorite taco and from where?
Oh my gosh, I was not expecting that. I'll just go with my favorite as of lately, which is from Marisco Jalisco. They do a shrimp taco. It's fried and it's amazing.
No
like,
kidding.
Really good.
Shrimp taco, what else is on there?
They serve it sideways and it's fried, as I mentioned, and they stuff it with like chopped shrimp, and on top they layer it with fresh sliced avocado, and they make like this like pico de gallo type salsa. They layer on top, and it's just, you eat it sideways like a sandwich kind of.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Amazing though.
What neighborhood is this in?
I would say like East LA area. It's over on Olympic, and it's like this block of Olympic where there's like a couple of trucks, and Marisco Jalisco is actually a truck, and they've been one of the main contenders for Taco Madness, which is, you know, LA Taco's yearly festival. But they're great. Really great.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. See, you had something there. A lot of people, I do spring that question on a lot of people, and they're kind of forced to give some BS answer, but you had you actually knew what you're talking about.
I have to.
I appreciate that. Desi Lou is a part of an art collective called Applesauce Industries. Can you tell us a little bit about Applesauce Industries?
Yes, I'd love to. There's four members. It's myself, and there's another gentleman, Seafree Barayo, who's a screen printer and a really cool photographer, and he makes a lot of unique pins and shirts with a lot of his friends. And then there's Joe Goblin, who's a really good illustrator. He draws really, you know, unique styles, a lot of comic book interesting looking type stuff. And then there's Paul Carrillo, he's just been like dynamite lately. His photography has just gone, you know, beyond what anyone expected. He shoots a lot of film. So between the four of us, we all have our own style and we're unique in our own ways and we all mesh well together.
Yeah. Applesauce Industries has their own, they got their own website, applesauceindustries.com, right?
Yes.
And then also an Instagram page, applesauceind.
Yeah, we had to cut it short.
Yeah. And as well as I mentioned it before, I'll mention it again, Desi Lou's Instagram page where you could go in to see examples of her work is at Hey Desi Lou. And what's coming up in the future for you as far as work? What do you see? Is there any kind of new ground or ways you want to push yourself or directions you want to go?
I'm really into making zines at the moment. I've been consistently putting out one every, you know, couple of months. And I've just been doing them primarily by myself. And I've done a couple of group zines, but I want to curate some more because there's so many photographers out there that, like, they need to be seen, you know. And it's not always just about me. Like, I want to help push others to get their work out there and just kind of, you know, lead the way to like keep zines going because it's a huge community and I love to see it get bigger. And so I definitely want to keep sharing my work in that outlet in a print and matter type because sometimes, you know, it's hard to stand out on a computer, but if you have like a printed book, it's, you know, substantial and you could look at it and, you know, it's kind of lasts longer. So I want to keep going in that direction. We're going to be doing the Long Beach Zine Fest next month, April 24th, and it's going to be at the Latin Museum of Art in Long Beach, and it's going to be free, open to the public. It's on a Sunday, and it's thrown by some really great people. Those are some things I'm really looking forward to, you know, do and be a part of.
That's great, yeah. And you currently have a significant other?
I do. He's actually in Applesauce. His name is Joe. But we started out as friends. We didn't, you know.
That's cool. So you guys both have like a creative interest.
Yes.
Yeah, together.
Yes.
Do you guys collaborate?
we talk about it. I guess we collaborate with like ideas and, you know, bouncing stuff off of each other. And we're always like, oh yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. We haven't done it yet, but he's really creative and he always helps me out when I'm trying to figure stuff out and, you know, vice versa, where I'll help him out. And he's kind of a camera guru. So every time I'm like, I want to learn how to use this camera, I go to him. And so it's pretty good.
Excellent. Yeah. And, once again, loved ones, you can see examples of her work at Hey Desi Lou on the Instagram. And also check out some of the stuff from Applesauce Industries, also Applesauce IND on Instagram, or just check out applesauceindustries.com. And thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you. Yeah,
I feel like there's other stuff I want to talk to you about, but right out of time. Yeah. Loved ones, I'm going to set you up with a couple of songs and I'm going to rap with Desi Lou a little bit more. Let me see what I got for you here. Oh, Quantic and Alice Russell. Quantic's playing tomorrow at Velvet Jones in Santa Barbara. That's going to be a cool show. Like, that's a little small venue up there in Santa Barbara. A lot of vibe. This is a tune he did with Alice Russell called Magdalena, kind of channeling Stevie Wonder on this song. That's what I hear, anyway. You can find that on the True Thoughts label. And then Jill Scott after that.
That can listen, come listen. Having faith in the rest of you will be an amazing awakening, an ego reshaping, pencil sharpening, heart mending, a pride shifting, and and a cure to the wild cookie. Now, wild cookie choices lead to lonely pregnancy. And anybody that knows, knows that ain't all it could be. Scuffling to make sense out of his missing presence in the current tense. When the romance is gone, just paper and pen. Infant and journal tears, private and public embarrassment. The demise of a dreamer's dream. A girl not so unlike me. Sick with some shit that just shouldn't be. Cause her desire to be desired in his way would pee-pee. Oh, wow, cookie. Stop now, count your lessons. All these kids in the system don't know where they are cause they mom and daddy done left them. It's a pandemic. Just the other day, my girlfriend said she was watching TV and her wild cookie detached from its seat and was strolling down 125th yelling, somebody, anybody, come get me. She caught her wild cookie in between two parked cars with a foolish man enticing it with a candy bar. Nameless prick, attached to some guy who just wanted to escape his troubles for a bit. She cried, oh, cookie, you got to work with me. You can't rule my world. You don't have no brain. You ain't meant to leave. I mean, you could get a couple of things, but things are things. And I deserve to feel my heart ring. Come on in the house. Come on now, while cooking. Let's listen to Jill sing.
show. Thank you so much again, loved ones, for coming past. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. It has been my honor and privilege to be your host and selector for LA Taco Radio. And I'm going to make room for the Dark Mark show. He's coming back for his triumphant, I think his third anniversary show or something. Yeah. So Dark Mark show, always entertaining. Check it out. If you're listening to a live show, then he's coming on next. If you're not listening to a live show, then look him up on the We Play Radio website. Thank you so much, Jeremy. And thank you, loved ones. I'll talk to you next week. And thank you, Desilu, for coming fast.
Thank you.